Over the weekend, Coldplay released a music video for the band's new song, Hymn for the Weekend. The video is set in India, and it has NPR's Tasneem Raja of our Code Switch team saying, no, 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 no. I'll let her explain.
The video opens with a shot of a lone peacock roaming around an ancient temple. As the song ramps up, you hear an uncomplicated pop song. It's not a bad song. But what you see is just another parade of cliches about the subcontinent. Levitating gurus in orange robes, a child painted blue to resemble a Hindu god, Beyoncé's henna palms doing swirly Indian hands, and, of course, people dancing in the streets, throwing fistfuls of colored powder at each other. Which, yes, does happen during the Hindu spring festival called Holi. But Holi is not some sort of never-ending game of modified paintball raging 24/7 in the streets of Mumbai. Imagine if when Indians closed their eyes and pictured life in the U.S., they saw giant nightmare knots of red and green Christmas lights all over the place, all year round. We think they were hopelessly provincial and completely clueless. Now, I'm not the only one who got worked up about this video. There were plenty of think pieces and snarky tweets about the romanticization of poverty in the video, the suggestion that Coldplay's Chris Martin really should have known better, since he's actually spent time in India. Now, for sure, Bollywood has its own terrible track record when it comes to depicting other cultures. And look, I fully get that music videos are largely about escapism and celebrities dressing up in fabulous clothes and dreamy landscapes. That's all fine. But we are in the age of internet discourse. And the days in which white musicians could use black and brown people as props without expecting widespread scrutiny, mockery, or pushback are rapidly drawing to a close.
NPR's Tasneem Raja of our Code Switch team. Read her full piece about this and see the video for yourself at npr.org/codeswitch.